Hello, my name is Graham Phelps from the company Phelps Transport, and we are based in Hackneywick, right next to the Olympic Park.
Graham, can you just tell us, where were you and what was happening when you first heard that the Olympics was coming to London?
I heard it on the TV and I thought it was great. It'd be great for London, real good for the environment, and around Hackney as well, to regenerate the area. It'd be really good news.
And how do you feel about that now?
Well, we've been kept in the dark so long now by LOCOG, that's the Olympic Authority managing the Olympics. It's uncertainty and them not absolutely coming to us and speaking to us and basically assuring us that everything would be okay.
How's this going to actually affect your business? I mean, what do you do and how's it going to affect it?
We're a general haulage company and basically the congestion that's going to be in this area with the lane closures, we're not sure if we can get in and out of the yard at certain times. And if we can't get in and out, we can't service our customers.
And what have the people at the Olympic authorities, what have they promised you?
Nothing whatsoever. All they've said is that there's going to be a little bit more congestion, but it's work as usual. But if it's not, we could have a massive downturn in business. We may lose business and we never get that back again.
And are jobs at risk?
Ultimately, it could be, yes. Yes. There's 650 people who worked immediately around here that's going to be directly affected by the Olympics.
Hello, my name's Ahmed Alibai. My company's called A&R Produce and we're based right next to the Olympic Park.
And how's the Olympics going to affect your business?
Well, if he closes down for 3 weeks, that means we lose our customers, and once customers walk away, they're not going to obviously come back. We didn't know how far it's going to go and what's going to happen to our business. But looking at it now, it's, we're all struggling at the moment because I've got to run a 24-hour cycle work, which we prepare fruit and vegetables for the local caterers.
Now, when you say they want to close you down for 3 weeks, who wants to close you down for three weeks?
As far as I'm concerned, it's the Olympics. They're closing all the roads down. Plus, there's going to be a restriction on customers coming in and out, even deliveries. They expect us to start at 12 o'clock at night delivering till 6 in the morning. But we run a 24-hour cycle, Monday to Sunday. So where do we stand? I've got about 15 staff working for me. That means 15 people's out of a job. So I don't know what to say.
Because the Olympic Games is coming to London, there's bound to be some problems. What would you like the Olympic authorities to do?
Well, basically, if they're going to close us down, we'll need some kind of compensation or relocation on their expenses.
And how would the relocation work?
The relocation would work in a way that we need the same kind of measurement on premises, square footage and whatsoever. All the machinery have to move out, and we have to move out ASAP.
My name is Rafiq Patel from Aria Autos, Queen's Yard MOT Station, Hackneywick.
Rafiq, can you just tell us, what effect is the Olympic Games going to have on your business?
I would say very badly, because with the road closes, we'll basically be doing nothing, shut down. And obviously that's going to affect our business as good as, you know, just close down and stay home, basically. We won't have much to do within the garage because obviously we rely on customers. If there is a road closer, he's not going to bother coming to the garage for any MOT or any car mechanical work done.
And for how many weeks do you think this is going to affect you?
A good 8-9 weeks, if not more, because obviously people are already scared as it is at this precise moment. There is so much cars which wants to get into the Olympic Village for their own purpose rather than our business.
What could the Olympic authorities do to help you out with this?
If they could ask us to close down and compensate us within the rent rates, etc., like the wages for the boys, I mean, that'll be ideal. We'll go out of their way for 8-9 weeks and then we'll restart again. Obviously, to restart again, it might take another 4-5 weeks for people to know that we are back to normal. But at least if the cost is covered, we're not bothered.
Now, I've heard that you're thinking about making a legal challenge. Now, what does that amount to?
We've been speaking to solicitors and they've looked at the case and they said we've definitely got a case for the Olympic authorities and TfL being more transparent in their plans for the road closures and how we can work. And if we can't work, what do we do?
So, I mean, looking back now, do you think, up to now, do you think the Olympics has been good for local businesses?
Absolutely not. Out of all the companies I've spoken to in this area, not one person has had a job from the Olympics, and a lot of them have tendered for work, but none of them actually been successful.
I mean, how does that compare with what was promised?
Well, we believe that it's going to regenerate the area and boost the economy in the local area. It definitely hasn't boosted the economy, and all it's going to do after the Olympics is harm the economy. If the companies haven't traded efficiently in that period of time in the Olympics, they might have to downsize. They might have to actually lay people off.
Have you had a chance to become a supplier for the Olympics during the Games itself?
Not really. Olympics are going to stay for 3 weeks. What happens after 3 weeks? We've got the regular customers. If we let them down, we lose them. So where do we stand? So I'd rather stay where I am right now with the customers I am with, loyal to us, and we're loyal to them. With Olympics, it's only 3 weeks, and then thank you very much and bye-bye. I'm sure after the Olympics, it's going to be a flop, more or less, the way I look at it, because people's going to be out of work. No hope on that. What's going to happen to all the money that's being invested?
Olympics, has it been good for businesses in East London and jobs?
Not to my knowledge, because as it is, I mean, we'll be out of work for eight, nine weeks, if not more. Because we, like, as a team, we're about five of us, and we'll have nothing to do as soon as it kicks in. So we'll basically be unemployed for 10 weeks.
And finally, yeah, I mean, we are where we are with all this. If there's one thing that the Olympic authorities could do to help with this situation, what would that be?
Talk to us. Try and reassure us that we can actually work effectively. If we can't, what way around can we work? Can we relocate? Have we got time now? I think the time is running out now.
Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you.